This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A political scientist sees Ralph Thorne's ascension to the presidency of the DLP as strategic, but described a former cabinet minister's election as curious. The Prime Minister calls on storytellers to highlight the issues affecting small island states. Vendors report a boost in sales as Carry Festa 15 continues, and Trinidad and Tobago's opposition condemns the government's statement on U.S. naval presence in the Caribbean. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A political scientist sees Ralph Thorne's election to president of the Democratic Labour Party, DLP, as a sensible decision to consolidate the party's leadership under a single figure ahead of the next general election. The DLP concluded its annual political conference over the weekend, with Thorne taking the presidency unopposed, while former cabinet minister Donville Innes was voted in as vice president. Devron Bruce says the shift at the helm of the DLP is not unprecedented and sees it as a strategic move for the party.
I would say notable development. Now, the elevation, or rather the presidency that the political leader Ralph Thorne has assumed, it is not unusual given the closeness of an election. He's not the first political leader who would have assumed the presidency. One must understand that the presidency within the Democratic Labour Party is an administrative role, and the political leader, as it says, is a political role. So having the administrative and political coming together, particularly when it's close to an election, is actually quite sensible, and certainly he is not the first individual within the party to do that.
However, Bruce described Mr. Innes's election in a leadership role as curious.
Now, this is a curious development for the Democratic Labour Party, given the issues it has had regarding its branding. Now, we made reference most recently to the St. James North by-election and the fact that the party was unable to secure even 20% of the vote. I believe they received 15% of the vote. Now, that is within the context of the fact that the party has had 4 failed leaders in the last 7 years. It is still dogged, in essence, by the notions of the lost decade. You've had front page news regarding other members of the party and legal matters, for instance. So the party has a branding issue. And it is very curious strategically why you would elevate someone who has, in essence, quite a negative brand attached to him.
Political scientist Devron Bruce. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has called storytellers of the region to action to address the issues affecting small island developing states through their stories. The Prime Minister was addressing members in the film industry during Carry Festa 15's fireside chat yesterday.
Whether it is trying to promote the Bridgetown Initiative for the reform of the international financial institutions, it is because we have a story to tell to make change. Or whether it is that we're moving for reparations, it is because we have a story to tell to make a change. Or whether it is saying to the UN that small island developing states deserve special and differential treatment because we are different, we have a story to tell. And certainly on the issues of climate, we know we have stories to tell.
She challenged filmmakers to pursue excellence and not settle for less, emphasizing that the region's stories should not be defined solely by struggle.
So the question has always been, however, how do we create the opportunities? How do we allow our people to understand the standards of excellence so that they don't settle for less? And in so doing, how do we tell our stories not just from the perspective of separation, but also of joy and triumph and love?
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meantime, acclaimed American filmmaker Ava DuVernay urged professionals in the creative industry to embrace artificial intelligence, emphasizing that its potential benefits far outweigh its risks. DuVernay, who won numerous awards in the United States, hailed Prime Minister Motley for taking a proactive approach to the technology.
I think it's safe to say you all are in better hands with a very brilliant person who's thinking about AI, the dangers and the benefits. We're completely unregulated. The big corporations are being able to do whatever they want. There's nothing happening in terms of protections and safety. So what I would say is get into it, especially for black folk. It's here, so it's not like we can fight it. So do we ignore it, or do we try to figure out the ways in which it can benefit our community, our own creativity? The main thing is not to let it pass us by.
She also addressed the fear that AI will replace human creativity.
I get in a lot of rooms with artists of all kinds who want to talk about the woes of AI. It's stealing creativity. It's stealing our jobs. It's like, it's already here, guys. Like, we can keep talking about that, but it's not going to stop. The train is moving. So are you going to get in the train and start to, you know, pull down the pipes and rearrange them in our direction? Or are we going to just be on the sideline and complain as it goes by? And so it's tough. Two things can be true at once. I think it can be a scary prospect. But the main thing for artists to know is if you're a true artist, nobody can take your creativity.
American filmmaker Ava DuVernay and former Jamaican film commissioner Rene Robinson wants to revolutionize the region's film industry using artificial intelligence. She believes AI can help regional financiers make smarter data-driven decisions when investing in films.
One of the projects that I'm working on right now, which is very timely and very interesting, is working with AI. And particularly AI as it relates to film finance. And I know most people think about AI and they think about production. They think about the tools for AI for production and all of the various, you know, ethical challenges and production challenges that come with that. But I'm thinking of it in a very different way. We have to be able to make money from the film industry. We have to be able to help to galvanize our regional film financiers to be stronger investors in the creative economy. And how better to do it than to do AI due diligence?
Former Jamaican Film Commissioner Rene Robinson. Craftsmen and entrepreneurs say sales are on the rise as Carifesta 15 continues. When Starcom Network News visited the Grand Market at Waterford St. Michael, some vendors admitted to a slow start. However, they noted that by Sunday night, there was an influx of visitors, and many remain hopeful that strong sales will continue through to the end of the festival.
No, some hiccups and stuff at the beginning of the festival, but once we got started on the Sunday, then I think things are going pretty well, and I expect it to continue that way for the rest of the week up until the end. I know people will probably delay until like the last weekend.
Well, yesterday was wonderful, but today is a little crack, so we are hoping that later on this evening that things will pick up.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's a very exciting experience. I'm meeting a lot of people, a lot of Caribbean people. I'm seeing so many creative things. We're from Jamaica. Yeah, the sales have been very good.
So far, everything has been going smooth. Looking for a picket.
Yesterday, I had loads of people. But I guess where I am situated, it was a little difficult for me to make sales yesterday, but hopefully more people will come.
Craftsmen and entrepreneurs at Carifesta Grand Market. And finally, Trinidad and Tobago's opposition People's National Movement has described as unfortunate, reckless, and sinister the statement by the government supporting the decision of the United States to deploy military assets into the Caribbean region to destroy what it described as the terrorist drug cartels. Former Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Amory Brown said that the statement made by Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar at Port of Spain that has not engaged and has no intention of engaging the 15-member regional integration group in CARICOM on the matter, he called it unfortunate. The government said that on this matter, each CARICOM member state can speak for themselves and that Trinidad and Tobago has been helplessly drowning in blood and violence for the last 20 years. But Brown said that he is aware of efforts being made to convene a meeting of the Council for Foreign Community Relations so as to present a united CARICOM position on the matter. Recapping the headlines. A political scientist sees Ralph Thorne's ascension to the presidency of the DLP as strategic, but described a former cabinet minister's election as curious. The prime minister calls on storytellers to highlight the issues affecting small island states. Vendors report a boost in sales as Carifesta 15 continues, and Trinidad and Tobago's opposition condemns the government's statement on U.S. naval presence in the Caribbean. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.